at Microsoft, we're focused on what I think is an exciting mission. It's a mission to empower every person and organization on the planet to achieve more. That means that we need to empower all of our employees to bring their A game every day.
I'm Stuart Pixley, and I'm an attorney in intellectual property group. I handle complex patent transactions, and I help develop strategies to leverage and protect our intellectual property.
I'm Sushant Tuli, and I'm a marketing attorney for the Xbox division. I work on everything from reviewing major ad campaigns and negotiating contracts with ad agencies, athletes, and celebrities.
So I was born with cerebral palsy, and I use hearing aids, and I use an electric wheelchair.
As a result of a diving accident over 20 years ago, I'm a C6 quadriplegic, and now I use an electric wheelchair to get around.
So outside of work, some people just assume I'm unemployed or work from home. And they'll make a point of telling me that I'm brave and inspirational just for getting around town. And they're just shocked to learn that I'm an attorney for a major corporation.
As long as we're given the opportunity and the right accommodations, we can all work to our full potential. This includes a wide range of disabilities, whether visible or hidden. We can all have a major impact in helping our companies achieve more.
We can start on our individual paths to disability diversity really simply by beginning with the same principles and values that guide our broader legal diversity efforts. We need to create a safe place where people can bring their whole values to work, where people feel valued and empowered to do their very best, and perhaps most importantly, where they know that their employers, their clients, and their colleagues appreciate them for fundamentally who they are, their character, their promise, and their potential.
You know, according to the National Association of Law Placement, only 0.4% of associates and partners reported having a disability.
It's not about image or stereotypes. It's about relentlessly finding and enabling the right talent. Expectations are high for everyone.
Openly including disability in our diversity efforts makes a big difference. It says who we are is okay and that our differences are valued. Feeling like we're part of the diversity that makes our department strong and vibrant, that's really empowering. At the end of the day, it's not about what we can't do, it's about what we can do. What's important is recognizing not what I have to overcome, but what I have to offer.
We've come to appreciate as a country that 1 in 5 Americans has a disability. These are members of our families, they are our friends, they are our colleagues, and most fundamentally, they are people with great potential. The ADA has done great things. It has led us to redesign our buildings. But far more important than the doorways that have been designed are the people who can now pass through them. Our future as a country rests in no small measure on our ability to build on this foundation and create even greater opportunities for so many people who have so much to contribute.
Law departments, law firms, and many others across the country have signed the pledge affirming that their commitment to legal diversity includes people with disabilities.
As leaders in the legal community and champions of legal diversity, together we can do more to achieve true diversity.
Let's join together now in supporting the ABA's Pledge for Change.